White Fragility author Robin DiAngelo says people of color need to get away from white people. By Joshua Klein on March 21, 2023. People of color need to get away from white people and have some community with each other. According to White Fragility author Robin DiAngelo, who lauded racially segregated spaces during a discussion about promoting racial justice. In a live event earlier this month featuring diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, consultants Marisha Enries and Mary Frances Winters, DiAngelo called the ability to engage in such conversations with some nuance and some skill a basic qualification for businesses in this day and age. If you can't do that, you're just simply not qualified in today's workplace, no matter what school you went to and how acclaimed you are. She said at the Racial Justice, the Next Frontier webinar hosted by Barrett Kohler Publishers, an independent publisher that markets day literature to businesses. While many organizations have the diversity question, it is merely one question with no weight, and no one on the hiring committee even knows how to assess a good answer, she charged. The White Fragility author also expressed her desire to create a culture that actually spits out those who are resistant, as opposed to what it does now, which is spit out those who want to break with white solidarity. She then pushed for racial segregation, also known as affinity, claiming to be a big believer in affinity space and affinity work. And I think people of color need to get away from white people and have some community with each other, she said. The comments drew attention online, with some contrasting the reception of her comments with that of Dilbert comic strip creator Scott Adams. After citing a Rasmussen report survey detailing how many black respondents disagreed with the statement "it's okay to be white," Adams faced a wave of backlash and cancellations last month over remarks describing black people as members of a hate group from which white people should get away. When Robin DiAngelo says it, it's inspirational and she gets paid $20,000. When Scott Adams says it, it's racist and he loses his job, wrote conservative commentator Ali Beth Stuckey. White Fragility author Robin DiAngelo, sounding a lot like Scott Adams, wrote political theorist Steve McGuire. Will they pull White Fragility off the shelves like they did to Dilbert? Asked one Twitter user. The White Fragility author tells people of color to stay away from white people, wrote another user. Will she be canceled like Scott Adams, who said the same thing but in the inverse? Of course not. How is this different than what Scott Adams said? Will Robin be canceled by her publisher? Asked another. White Fragility author makes a career of doing what gets satirists like Scott Adams canceled, another user noted. DiAngelo, a far-left academic who coined the racist concept white fragility, often attacks white people as fragile for their response to racial stress. In 2021, DiAngelo was reported to have told Coca-Cola employees to try and be less white. Previously, DiAngelo told students at Boston University that it is dangerous for white people to say they see people as individuals. She also helped kick off the White Racial Literacy Project aimed at making white students aware that they have racist thoughts and unknowingly commit racist acts. The matter comes as anti-white sentiment continues to be pushed by the woke left and mainstream media. A report from last month detailed how the University of Cambridge initially blocked working-class white students from a postgraduate program designed for students from underrepresented groups, leading to accusations of anti-white racism. Meanwhile, Tesla CEO Elon Musk accused the U.S. media of being racist against whites and Asians. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.